What's in your mind? Powered by SchwannCadillac.com. I'm Steve Eich along with Scott Hennon. 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And you can get to all of our Facebook and our Twitter and all of our social media sites by going to whatsonyourmindradio.com. That'll take you everywhere you need to be. What do you think, Scott? Fargo skyscraper, big, tall. You know, if you talk to somebody from Minnesota, I'm assuming they're not going to say it looks like an insurance building. Is that a good idea for Fargo in an area that's not even protected by flood mitigation yet? And according to Doug Burgum, it sounds like Fargo seems to think that the diversion's a done deal. I don't agree with that. I don't think that the diversion is a done deal for Fargo flood mitigation yet.
Well, I think he explained pretty well the fact that where that building would be located is below the 100-year floodplain, so it isn't in the flood zone. But obviously, flood protection permanently is a good idea for the downtown, and it would tie in ultimately to that flood wall if it happens. I think the bigger issue, and I'd be curious for folks that wherever you live, is this idea of rebuilding the core and developing the core rather than the outskirts. You know, so much development happens on the outskirts. And that costs a lot of money, right? I mean, in other words, he mentioned one of the newer high schools that has been built. In the case of, for folks not familiar with Fargo, that was Fargo Davies High School, built way, way, way south Fargo. Well, the infrastructure that had to be, I mean, there's a lot of nothing between, the southern development and where that school is at because they're anticipating new development. There is already homes going in around that and whatnot.
But also development in an area that was not protected by flood mitigation yet either. So you also have that expanded cost on that project as well. So
here's my question: wherever you live, would you rather see development happen at the core where there is not new infrastructure needed, or do you like the idea of the cities pushing the envelope a little bit? You know, I mean, there's more square footage in Fargo than there is in Boston, right, because of this continued expansion. Well, at a time when we're all concerned about our property taxes, that costs you money. Yet it seems to me that, you know, sometimes when you talk about building downtown, people, you know, they automatically raise objections. Ah, the parking's a hassle, whatever. So my question, for folks, whether you're in, Williston or Watford City or, Dickinson or Devil's Lake or wherever. When it comes to planning, when it comes to projects on the table, would you rather see those happen at the core? I mean, in other words, they build this $125 million skyscraper downtown Fargo. There's no additional infrastructure necessary. $125 million private investment. The city doesn't have to build a new road for it. They don't have to build new sidewalks for it. They don't have to build new anything for it, right?
I got two questions, though, Scott. First of all, what are you going to have to build ancillary to support a project like that, to support a building like that? Parking is going to be a premium when you start adding that many jobs, that many business and office space to a facility like that. So parking, for me, is first and foremost. If you're tying in that convention aspect, is there enough hotel rooms in downtown Fargo to tie in with that, which I don't think there are right now? And the other question I've got is, when you look at a project like this in downtown Fargo, what are the other cities in North Dakota that this is applicable to? You're looking at Fargo. You're looking at Grand Forks with a fair-sized core. You're looking at Bismarck with a fair-sized downtown core. Does Minot fall into that? Minot might be on the periphery, but I'll say Minot has a fair-sized core. What other communities in North Dakota have a core and are growing at that rate where they're big enough to have a core that's kind of locked in?
Well, every town's got a core. Obviously, the state of the development of that core would be, different in each of the communities.
But Grand Forks, Minot, and Bismarck are a little different because the cities have expanded. The footprint of those cities have expanded to the extent that the core is kind of separated from the rest of the periphery. If you go to a Williston or a Dickinson, the core to the outskirts of town is a matter of blocks rather than a matter of miles.
True. All I'm saying is, look, if I'm sitting here, no matter where I live, more concerned about property taxes than anything, seeing as a big threat, any kind of development I would want at the core meaning where there's already infrastructure, where I don't have to add to it. If something goes on the edge of town, obviously you got to allow for the infrastructure to get people to the edge of town. So, I guess I've never really thought about that argument before when it comes to revitalizing a core. But when you build on the edges, there is a lot more cost involved in that. So anyway, just want your thoughts on that. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I think there's a mindset out there that downtowns are a thing of the past. And obviously the Renaissance Zone has, changed that a little bit. We're seeing that in some of the communities you mentioned, Steve. But in general, just as a property taxpayer, isn't it better to build things where you don't have to add additional infrastructure? Tell me what you think. Robert and Grafton, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Hi there, Robert.
Good. How are you? Hey, good. I got an idea for this. I tell you what. I mean, that makes both sides make perfect sense there. Why spend more money on infrastructure and stuff like that? It's cost effective to build it downtown. How about on the, on the outer part of Fargo there, a little ways out, like where they were talking maybe possibly about building it. How about build a skyscraper downtown and build a big parking garage type thing on the outskirts, a little far away, and then have shuttles back and forth to come right to the building. You solve the parking problem, and you keep the taxes and the property tax. It kind of works both ways, right?
Well, I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know if we would be accustomed to the commute, though. Right? The time.
Yeah,
can you imagine the folks would put? And by the way, there is a parking structure as part of this project, so they are planning on accommodating the need for parking as part of the project.
Park more jobs there with a shuttle service.
Maybe a tram. How about a tram? I think Fargo should have a tramway.
Maybe that too. You never know.
Yeah, they can run a tram corps that goes up to campus, NDSU, up to 19th there, the airport. Run the.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
They build this thing. You probably can see it from Grafton, I'll bet.
Let's get a tram.
That maybe going.
Hey, I was really wrong on my guess for the tallest building. I was going to guess that museum in Pemina, so I was way off.
What's funny about that is I've been on top of the Antelope Valley Station before out there at Beulah. In fact, we should do a show from there, and it's really something. But you don't get a sense of that height when you're there, and because there's nothing else obviously around it. So I had no idea that was the tallest structure, but that is a doozy. Thanks for the call, Robert. Appreciate it. Let's go to Jay in Minot. Jay, you're next on What's on Your Mind. How are you doing today?
Hey, how are you? Say, they just had a revolt. The city council in Minot had a meeting. They proposed some higher property taxes. They need some more spending, You know what's going on in Minot, the growth. And the homeowners were up in arms. In the middle of the meeting, the city council reversed course, and they're going to cut some spending and hold down the property tax. The school board just proposed $125 million in new building projects. Now, I'll tell you what the people at this city council meeting really raising hell about. They say all of this needed spending is because of the oil companies. They say, let the oil companies pay for it. What do you think of that, Scott?
Well, I don't understand what they're suggesting the oil companies are getting. In other words, they're not building oil companies' buildings, right?
Well,
I mean,
there's this growth, this congestion. So the city's got to spend more money on streets and infrastructure and you name it.
Well, right, but I mean, if a company locates here, brings their employees here, and that's all good for the for the communities, right?
Well, the traffic has gone through the roof, and the streets are damaged. Yeah.
Right, but I mean, but that's more people,
well,
and more people pay taxes. So the companies pay taxes, the people they bring pay taxes. Isn't that supposed to ultimately provide for the infrastructure?
Well, this is what the homeowners feel. They're getting hit with higher property taxes, and they say, let the oil companies pay for this increased spending that the city evidently needs to do. So there was a revolt, I'll tell you that. Now, I think it's partly due. The school board says we need to spend $125 million in new buildings. So the whole thing is tying in anyway. And there's going to be some talk. You know what's happened out in these medical facilities, the ambulance in the oil patch? We just heard the public radio run a series on that. They're being run ragged. And they get out to these oil patch sites. They don't know what they're going to run to. Terrible injuries.
A lot of that, Jay, though, is the volunteer services that are really getting run ragged. They're getting hit hard out in the oil patch. Jay, from a standpoint of Minot, how much of you, in your opinion, are you still in the recovery mode as opposed to the growth mode? I look at Minot and what happened with the flooding with the Mouse River, and that's put a lot of extra pressure on Bismarck Mandan because there's not been enough growth for Minot. So that's kind of one of the things I look at. They're still in the recovery mode trying to catch up from that flooding. So once I think they get over that hump, I think Minot will be in a little bit better position. You're tuned to What's in Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennon. Jay, hold on. We'll come back to you after the break.
Welcome to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, bodies literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link.
It's a modern-day gold rush. Black gold, that is. North Dakota is the nation's second leading oil producer, pumping out over 793,000 barrels a day. Stop. This just in. Apex is hiring mechanical engineers and plumbers now. The right candidates earn $25 to $35 an hour depending on experience. Call Jim at 701-651-6753. That's 701-651-6753. Apex USA is an equal opportunity employer.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken. I'm Scott Hinnon. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Emails welcome as well, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Jay, I think you wanted to respond to something that Steve said. I would just add on to a question you asked earlier, and that is the concern over Minot's boom being a result of oil development and therefore residents saying, why not let the oil companies pay? They are. Every resident of Minot, every resident of the state ought to take a look at the dollars being generated as a result of oil and gas development and how much more money is coming into state government at every level as a result of the oil and gas development in North Dakota. They're paying an enormous amount of money. The question is, how's that used? And obviously you have a lot of demands for it and where the infrastructure goes. But my answer to your question earlier would be they are paying in a big way, Jay.
Well, of course, they're talking about what's coming to the city government in Minot and what they're going to have to spend, and that's just their opinion. Let's get the oil company to pay for some of these local costs. You know, all these housing projects are going up on the edges, as Burgum was talking about. There's out-of-state builders, and they're going all around, and even in the small towns, Burlington, Surrey, and so forth. But they're out on the edges, and, of course, you've got to extend the infrastructure. The commercial, the retail development, they're opening out on the edges. All retail is going on in the region of the mall, Gordman's, Kohl's, the groceries. But that's the feeling anyway.
And again, that's my point earlier. That costs, you know, money, and I understand that's generally how that development goes. But all the infrastructure around that to support that costs money. And if, you know, one of the arguments in favor of, you know, what's being proposed to, you know, to put $125 million into a major development in a skyscraper downtown Fargo is that you don't have additional infrastructure around it to support it. It's already there. So it's more cost effective. And that was my question, whether property tax owners saw that as a good thing.
Well,
this $125 million in Minot that the school board is proposing would be for a new high school, among other things.
And where would that be built, though, Jim?
Well, that's the question, of course. They have one high school, you know, and it would have to be out. Now, they're just putting up a new middle school opening this fall. That was flooded, Ramstead, down in the valley next to the college. That's up in the northwest corner, where a lot of housing and retail is opening, you know, up on the prairie.
But, Jay, that goes back to my point, though. In Minot, a lot of that infrastructure and a lot of that housing needs to get pushed out because of the flooding issues.
Oh, yeah,
down in the valley.
You can't build in the valley, no. And but, yeah, they've got to push the water and the sewer out there, you know, and the roads, and you name it. And that's just what the rank-and-file homeowners feel. They think they're getting hit with higher taxes, and they're blaming it on the oil. That's all I'm telling you.
Jay, thanks for the phone call.
Yeah,
thanks for weighing in today, letting us know what's on your mind. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com.
And Sean has done just that. Sean says Fargo is a big Wishick trying to be a little Minneapolis. There you
Wishick.
Go. A big Wishick.
A big Wishick.
Do you agree or disagree with Sean? You let us know at 701-258-0550. What's on your mind brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council? The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota, helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To find out more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. We're live tomorrow from the annual meeting of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Alaris Center, Grand Forks. Dave in Bismarck is next on What's on Your Mind with a question or comment. Again, 800-228-0550 to weigh in, 701-258-0550. Hey, Dave, go ahead.
Dave, are you there?
Yeah, you bet. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave. What's on your mind today?
Well, I'd like to talk about what Jay was mentioning regarding Minot. You know, we've been seeing a lot of things lately, like, as an example, the Robin Hood tax. You know, everybody wants somebody else to pay for something. They don't want to pay for it themselves. And by golly, I'm getting awfully tired of it. You know, those people should fuck up, realize that there's no free lunch, and just get her done.
Explain to us that Robin Hood tax. It's been all over the media, over social media especially, but a lot of people don't know. In your view, what is that?
There's a couple of organizations in Nashville. Now I see there's a state of North Dakota organization of Robin Hood tax where they want to tax, I think it's 0.5% on Wall Street banking to pay for education, you know, a number of different things. But everybody thinks that evidently those people are undertaxed.
And that's never a good for, it's never good for business. I mean, when you start taxing,
correct.
You know, I don't look at that as an opportunity to grow business. That's just hampering business, and you're going to drive business away.
Absolutely. JFK believed it. Reagan believed it. And both sides of the aisle there. So, let's get back to the point where everybody decides to, you know, pull their own weight.
Couldn't agree more.
Dave, appreciate the call.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Can you hear me, Steve?
Absolutely, Scott.
Okay. I can't hear me, so as long as you can hear me, that's all
we
that matters.
We can hear you, Scott. Yeah, as long as people can hear you and as long as people can hear me, we don't need to hear each other. But I hear you.
800-228-0550, 701-580-550. You can email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Follow us on Facebook as well. Let's go to Pete in Minot, who's next on What's on Your Mind. Hey, Pete, go ahead.
Hello?
Hello, Pete. You're up next.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay. I was just calling about that school thing in Minot. The reason that, well, they want property taxes to pay for it. Actually, the state legislature is mandated, or the Constitution mandates that the state legislature do it. So if these people in Minot are all mad, they should be mad at the legislators, not mad at oil companies for not paying what they do, because the money is already in Bismarck, but you can't get them down there to spend it. They've convinced everybody that you have to do it with property tax, and that's not the truth. So they should look at that, and that's what I call to say. So thanks.
Are you any idea how you're going to vote on that one, Pete?
Well, I don't live right in Minot, so I can't vote on it.
You don't get a say?
No. But, I mean, every time I go to Minot, I pay extra taxes for other things. I mean, we're already paying property taxes in Minot. I am, actually, because they have a sales they put on a 1% sales tax, and part of that sales tax goes to eliminate some of the property taxes for the Minot homeowners. And everybody in the county or who shops in Minot gets to pay for that, which I don't understand either. But that's what that 1% does, part of it. But the legislature is who these guys should be complaining to, rather than complaining about oil companies, because there's where the problem lies.
Well, again, the legislature pumped out nearly $1 billion in tax relief, right? And said, okay, now local subdivisions spend less. And that's not happening. So, I mean, the legislators would argue that they're taking that surplus generated by the oil companies and making sure that the tax rebates come back. They have to rely on the locals to spend less. So it's this vicious firing squad, circular one, I might add. Pete, thanks for the call. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Summer may be gone, but you know what? It's not too late to relax and enjoy a premier Minnesota resort. Here's your invite to come join my friends at Chase on the Lake, nestled on the shores of Leech Lake in the heart of downtown Walker, Minnesota, and enjoy a premier Minnesota resort. Historic, unique, elegant, charming, all the warmth of a first-class resort venue. You're going to love it. My family does. They rave about it. Every time we go, we just have a fantastic time, and my wife and I relax, unlike any other place on the planet. And here's a great deal for you. Chase on the Lake is offering you a chance to book one night in a two-bedroom, one-bath classic condo and get your second night free any Sunday through Thursday night in September or October. Another great reason to pack up and head for Chase on the Lake. And the condos are great, fully equipped, full kitchens with nice granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, and all the amenities. The 502 restaurant is fantastic. This is a premier resort. You're going to love it. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Use the promo code SCOTT for the great offer or call 888-242-7306.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video-cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video-cam.
Margie in Minot says the oil businesses are paying more taxes in payroll, property taxes, and sales tax. So Margie's with me, saying the oil companies are paying enough. Dean comments on another topic we tackled today on building up a core of a downtown or a core of a community, which generally is the downtown. Says the big problem with downtown Fargo is traffic flow, not just parking. So to think a big building can be built and not have the investment in the road infrastructure is misleading. Downtowns that are healthy have very good and fast ways in and out of downtown. Fargo doesn't have that currently, so considerable improvements are needed if it is to thrive again, and that is a considerable investment in the infrastructure. All right, that's from Dean. Thanks, Dean, on those comments. Appreciate it very much. And different topic altogether about something coming up this weekend. Steve, go ahead and introduce our next guest. We don't have our guest yet. Never mind. I thought we could tease that a little bit. We will tease that a little bit, shouldn't we?
Yeah, we could still tease that a little bit because I try to get up there at least a couple times throughout the summer and enjoy. It's one of the things I always look at. You know, when you have something in your backyard that's a great little piece of the community and the piece of the culture, we tend to overlook things. I talk to friends that live down in Spearfish and Rapid City, and they never go to the Black Hills. Maybe gambling or maybe a little skiing, but they don't enjoy it. When I lived in Portland, Oregon, I didn't go out to the coast enough. I didn't go to Mount Hood enough. We have a lot of those things here in North Dakota. We tend to overlook things in our backyard. We want to take a vacation or take a trip. We want to go somewhere else in long distances. We overlook what's going on in the Black Hills to the south of us. We overlook what's going on in Theodore Roosevelt Park at Medora. I know people that have grown up their entire lives in North Dakota, never go there. One of the things that I find in our backyard is the Lewis and Clark Fort Mandan Foundation. They have got a beautiful facility, and if you want the history of Lewis and Clark, there's no better place in the entire state of North Dakota to go and check that out.
Now, I will
tell you, one of those things in our backyard, Scott.
I've made the stop before, but I don't think I've spent more than a half an hour there, and you really can't...
It's a day. It's truly a day to take in everything, to go see everything, and then run down to the river and run down to the fort itself, spend the time to spend, because it's an interpretive center. So you have an opportunity to go through. They'll guide you through and explain things to you that you just don't find in the history books. And that's, to me, the amazing part of looking at something in our backyard that we don't appreciate enough, those things that are in our backyard. But it's an opportunity to delve a little bit further into the history of North Dakota.
And it's in Washburn, North Dakota, for folks that are not familiar with where it's at. So it's just north of Bismarck and not a long drive. It's just, again, one of those, if you're going to go out and look at full colors, for instance, and take some things in, this would be a good little stop along the way, without question. And they have a lot of events planned for this weekend, so this would be the weekend to do it. And take it in, they also have had a recent expansion, so we're going to tell you a little bit about that today with David Borlaug, who joins us now. He is... with the Lewis and Clark Fort Mandan Foundation. David, how are you?
Hey, I am great. It's just sort of hyper excitement about here right now with a whole lot of things all happening at once, so we'll be ready for Saturday grand opening.
Steve and I were just talking about the fact that this is one of those little hidden treasures that folks, you know, sometimes forget about right in our own backyard. This weekend, a good time with everything you have going on to check that box and get it off your bucket list if you haven't done it. But start at the beginning. You're the president of this great organization. Nobody better to sell the rest of the state on why they need to see firsthand what you have in the way of treasures, explaining the Lewis and Clark Fort Mandan story. But, you know, sell us. Tell us why we ought to make this a priority bucket list item to take in.
Well, you know, I've got the best sales trick in the whole business. Free. That helped. It'll be an exciting opportunity to come up. Free admission, sponsored by Great River Energy. They're always good to us, and they're sponsoring that, both at the Lewis and Clark Center and 2 miles down the road, Fort Mandan. And what we've got cooking is just a grand dedication, if you will, of this beautiful new expansion with an event center, a new library. We just confirmed this morning that Attorney General Wayne Stengem will be our keynote speaker. It's a very busy weekend, as you know, and I suspect maybe, I'm not sure, but I'm wondering if the governor's at a certain ball game on Saturday. But a lot going on, but slide into Washburn, make us part of your weekend. We'll dedicate everything at 10 o'clock Saturday morning, and then Saturday and Sunday, from noon to 5 each day, live music at Fort Mandan, Shucksuki on Saturday afternoon, Cottonwood, the great bluegrass band on Sunday afternoon, barbecue down at Fort Mandan available in the Brothers Smoked Barbecue food truck. Just a lot of fun activities, along with our wonderful galleries and interpretive programs ongoing throughout the weekend.
David, I know I've been following the project a little bit. You've been posting pictures on the social media, the websites, the Facebook and stuff. Tell us what is going to be new and where you're at in the project. I mean, this is a project that's been taking a while. If anybody stopped last spring, they saw some construction going on. But where are you at right now? Are you going to come in under that deadline?
Yeah, we're at the conclusion, which is a good place to be, especially when you have a grand opening. Literally, as we speak, I just walked back to my desk from out in back. Carpeting is being laid in the event center, the final touch. The railing is going on this gorgeous deck that with an expansive view of the great bend of the Missouri River. Cabinets just arrived from Fireside Office Products that are going into the library. An electrician is here putting the little tweaks here and there on the lighting. Everything is coming together on the physical expansion part. But for most folks who may not have been here in a year or so, they're going to find entirely new galleries, a whole new approach to telling the story of Lewis and Clark, and we're doing it through the eyes of Thomas Jefferson. And we're also doing it with a world-class collection of artifacts that's just one of a kind in the entire world, over 100 items, the very same things Lewis and Clark had with them of the era from the late 1700s to the early 1800s. So it's more than the physical expansion. We've remade the place. It's an entire, more than a facelift, it's an integral infrastructure changeover. And we were world class before, but now we're at the top of the game.
And talk about the interactive exhibits. What is an interactive exhibit?
It's a fun way to make history just jump out at you. We've got a motion detection video that starts up and tells you the story of what Thomas Jefferson had in mind when he sent Meriwether Lewis out on this great adventure. We have areas where you could go and click here, click there, go deeper into the story. You can look at the books on the bookcase from the late 1700s, early 1800s. Look at the guns, look at the octant, the sextant, the chronograph, the compass, all those things, but then scroll through, learn more about the story, and then a couple of videos, one of which demonstrates with the gentleman that we acquire these artifacts from, John Fisher, but we have the famous air gun. There are like a half a dozen operable air guns of this type from the late 1700s, early 1800s again, in the world. And we have one of them. And
David, what is an air gun?
Watch it being demonstrated.
What is an air gun for those that don't know, including myself?
It's essentially what you think, a whole lot more powerful. I believe it was 54 caliber. You would pump it 1,200 times,
Whoa.
And then you would be able to, it had a the buttstock of the gun, a reservoir, was an air reservoir. And then you could get off 40, 50, 60 shots. And Lewis used it as a, in ceremonially, but would just to show off to the American Indians, you know, the great power of your new white father from Washington. But you can imagine to the natives seeing birds shot from the air or just the sheer demonstration of the power of this gun with no flash, no gunpowder, and to be able to shoot over and over and over again. It was, it's an amazing, amazing gun, a very integral gun. Many historians believe it's the most important gun in American history, history of the West at least, and yet it never killed anyone.
David, those that have been there in the past and know some of the great exhibits, those are still going to be there. What are some of the new exhibits that people are going to have an opportunity to see that that are really stand out? Some of the things you're really proud of with this expansion?
Well, the completely remade Lewis and Clark Gallery, of course, is immense pride with all of these artifacts. And then an adjunct to that is the story, what followed in the wake of Lewis and Clark, 25 years later, the story of the German Prince Maximilian, who had the Swiss artist Karl Bodmer. It continues the story told through the Age of Enlightenment, and this being the European Enlightenment. Europeans were fascinated with what they viewed as views of a vanishing frontier. They knew what was coming. And it's a natural history story. In that area, we also have a life cast figure, a Matotope, chief forebears. And kids or adults as well can sit down at an interactive screen and, like Karl Bodmer, they can create their own aquatint print of this image of chief forebears sitting in his earth lodge. Very, very interactive. And then see the Karl Bodmer prints on display themselves. We also have a new agricultural exhibit that tells the story of a thousand-year history of our American Indians as what we call our first farmers, but then we connect it to the homestead era. We showcase Dalrymple Farms as one of those bonanza farms in the Red River Valley. And then we use former Governor Art Link as sort of the iconic figure of agrarianism, the conservation ethic in North Dakota. We're also the home of the North Dakota Centennial Farms Program in concert with the North Dakota Ag Department, where we showcase all those family farms that are 100 years or older. So a great variety of exhibits throughout the galleries, and also currently on display, our collection of 25 prints of George Catlin, the great American artist who spent time here the year before Karl Bodmer. And these prints are from 1844, the first set of prints ever produced for George Catlin.
And it is the place where Lewis and Clark met that remarkable young woman named Sacagawea, right?
Absolutely, and I haven't even touched on that. That's all at the Interpretive Center. Then you just go 2.5 miles down the road to our replica, our reconstruction of Fort Mandan, and there the story comes alive in another way. Under the canopy of cottonwoods along the Missouri River, it's just a gorgeous place. Even if it's a little breezy this weekend, you don't feel the wind down there. It's self-protected. But interpretive panels, the fort itself, and our superlative staff really bring history to life for you. And yes,
right.
Sacagawea is integral to that.
Get it on your GPS for this weekend, folks. Washburn, North Dakota, for the grand opening of the Interpretive Center at the Lewis and Clark Fort Mandan Foundation. Thank you, David. We appreciate it.
Great. Go to fortmandan.com and you'll get it all.
We'll be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach & Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bach and Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
It's a modern-day gold rush. Black gold, that is. North Dakota is the nation's second leading oil producer, pumping out over 793,000 barrels a day. Stop. This just in. Apex is hiring mechanical engineers and plumbers now. The right candidates earn $25 to $35 an hour depending on experience. Call Jim at 701-651-6753. That's 701-651-6753. Apex USA is an equal opportunity employer.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
Tune to What's on Your Mind, powered by SchwannCadillac.com. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennon. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Just a few moments left of the program. If you'd like to weigh in on something, what's on your mind today, or you can email us, studio to whatsonyourmindradio.com. Also, whatsonyourmindradio.com will take you to our social media. You can either go to our Facebook or Twitter, weigh in there with any of our topics as well. Steve Bakken along with Scott Hendon, and I am a little frosty this morning. Scott, you should have seen Leech Lake this morning from Chase on the Lake. Fog, it was amazing watching the sun come up with all the fog of the lake. It was absolutely beautiful this morning, but I will say this. It's a little chilly above northern Minnesota. They had some hard frost in some areas, especially over towards the Iron Range. So that tends to tell me that fall is starting to wane a little bit, Scott.
Fall is starting to arrive, I think, right? It's on the way. Summer's the one that's waning, I think.
I think fall's going to be waning here awfully quick as well.
I do see some 80s later in the week here, so... you know, summer's still giving up a little bit of a fight, but you're right. It's only a night, a little bit cooler. And what are you looking at right now? 59 out of Williston. is the hot spot, 57 at Devil's Lake. Otherwise, we're mid-50s pretty much all around the region right now. But, I went up for the Sioux football game on Saturday. Pouring rain as the cruise through Fargo, all the way up just south of Grand Forks, literally a mile south of Grand Forks, pouring rain. Got to Fargo, or got to Grand Forks, rather. Rain stopped, perfect tailgating weather. So it wasn't bad at all. Not too bad. Hey, Todd in Bismarck wants to weigh in and an update on a traffic situation he's watching, which we always appreciate those firsthand reports. It's 701-258-0550. Todd, what's up?
Well, I just came eastbound on 94 on the Grant Marsh Bridge. There is a four-vehicle pileup right in the middle of the bridge, so there is no going around it. It's down to one lane. If you can avoid going westbound on 94, probably a very good idea. Maybe take the expressway or whatever you need to do to get around that, because it is really piling up right now.
Yeah, literally. Four cars piled up and the traffic now piling up. And you said that's westbound 94. And where is the accident?
It's literally on the Grant Marsh Bridge, right in Bismarck, you know, between Bismarck and Mandan, right over the Missouri River.
So the traffic back up, where are you at right now?
I am heading to work, so I am on Tyler Parkway here. But looking east, it's probably a good half mile to mile back up, and it's getting longer.
Wow. All right. Well, you saved some people some hassle. Take the exits.
I hope so.
Yeah, take the exits before the bridge if you can. Westbound 94.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yes, westbound 94 over the Grant Marsh Bridge.
Thanks, Todd. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Big story nationally today is the D.C. Navy Yard, Washington Navy Yard. Two suspected shooters are down. Latest information we have now. Multiple deaths, but the suspected shooter has been killed. And conflicting reports, but some reports that there are two. And in other words, two suspects here, suspected shooters, but at least one of the shooters has been killed. Also, conflicting reports on how many casualties, how many injuries, but a number of those are law enforcement and or military. So we're going to be hearing more about that as we go throughout the day. Not a story we wanted to start our week with at all. Four killed, eight injured, says one report. Two shooters, earlier reports said three shooters. At least one of the shooters is dead. And a bit of a lockdown. Washington and Reagan was shut down for a while. 3,000 workers in and around the Washington Navy Yard, all told to shelter in place. So it's been the story of the morning, and that's the latest on that, Steve.
Another tragedy. I'm kind of curious to see where this investigation leads. You know, the first thing you always think of in a situation like this is some sort of an act of terrorism. Unfortunately, over the last several years, we don't know what form of terrorism it is, and quite often we've run into domestic terrorism, which is even more tragic.
The Russians evidently have already weighed in on this, calling it a clear confirmation of American exceptionalism. How's that for a another poke in the eye?
We had people weighing in. I don't care. Call us names, do whatever you want. We're not going to Syria. If we don't go into Syria, I'm happy. There to me is the win. You know, it's a tit for tat. It's politics. It's name calling on the global stage. Who cares?
Yeah, but I mean, he's name calling over the Navy Yard shooting already. I mean, this is obviously has nothing to do with the situation with Syria or anything else. But blasted American exceptionalism in a tweet saying the deadly shooting at Washington's Navy Yard confirms the worst about the U.S. Here's the actual tweet from a member of the Russian Parliamentary Foreign Affairs Committee: a new shootout at Navy headquarters in Washington. A lone gunman and seven corpses. Nobody's even surprised anymore. A clear confirmation of American exceptionalism. I think the Cold War's returned. By the way, David Borlaug did want us to tell you that if you want more information on the weekend's festivities at the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center and the Fort Mandan Foundation this weekend, fortmandan.com is the website. But Saturday they're going 9 to 5, dedication ceremony at 10. The big barbecue food truck will be there, music from 12 to 5, and they're doing everything all over again on Sunday as well. So fortmandan.com for you to get all the details on that. And we shall see you tomorrow for another edition of What's on Your Mind, live from Grand Forks and the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting. For Steve Bockett, I'm Scott Hinnon. Thanks for listening. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy, resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.